Case number 10,056, Edward Swiatek, west of Route 1, north of Route 9. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the setback requirements and a maximum size requirements for a billboard.
David Myers, George Miles, 400 High Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Again, I'm David Myers from George Miles and Buehr. I'm representing the applicant tonight, Ed Swiatek. Ed is proposing a billboard sign. It's an off-premise sign located at 32273 Lewis Georgetown Highway. That's Route 9. I guess more specifically, it's on the north side of Route 9, about 3/4 of a mile or a mile west of Five Points. The subject parcel and all the adjoining parcels are all zoned C1, commercial district. Let me get to the handout here. First page on the handout has a list of requests for the project. The first request is a special use exception. That's the one that's required for all off-premises billboard signs. The second request is a 192-foot variance from a dwelling, and that's building number 3. If you look at the next page, there's a map that has all the building numbers on it. The variance is listed there. The third request is a 101-foot variance from an existing dwelling. That's building number 1, shown on the plan. Fourth variance is a 44-foot variance from a side yard setback. The required setback is 50 feet. The fifth request is a 372 square feet per side of the sign. And finally, there's a 135-foot variance from proposed dwelling, or from existing dwelling number 4. Now I'd just like to make a couple points. There were five requests listed on the application, and I've actually got 6 listed here. I don't think the applicant, when they filled out the application, realized that building number 4, as shown on the plan, was also within 300 feet of the proposed sign location. So I've listed that on my variances. Also, there was a variance that was listed on the application. Building number 1, the distance the sign is from building number 1. Building number 1 is not a dwelling. It's an office building. And I believe the zoning regulations state that you have to be 300 feet from a building, or I mean 300 feet from a dwelling or from a church. Or I think there may have been one.
That used to be the old
JP Court.
JP Court, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Court 7.
So that does not come into the picture. It is a commercial endeavor there. It says, and you're absolutely right, you've read your ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But you said
a variance from dwelling number four. That's what you have listed on your drawing as request number five, or number six, I'm sorry.
Number six, yeah.
And you say there was an additional one?
That was the additional one.
That wasn't listed?
There was only five on the application.
Right.
That was the sixth. That was the sixth one. But what I'm saying is, and he really didn't even need a variance for building number one.
Okay.
Right.
Building number. Does that affect the way it was advertised?
No.
Okay.
I also have some photographs. There's the photograph of building number one. It was built as an office building and being used for commercial use. Building number two is the parcel that's on the land where we're going to put the sign.
Mm-hmm.
That building is to be demolished.
Okay.
Building number three is vacant at the time being. The land is commercial, and as the picture shows, the land is being sold as commercial land. Same thing for building number four, although building number four is currently being used as a dwelling. It's not vacant at the time being, but I would expect in the near future that it's all going to be commercial use. Yeah.
In other words, you're saying that you expect three and four to be demolished also?
Either demolished or just used as offices.
Fine.
I would guess. And then there's a picture of building number five. That one really doesn't come into play for anything. And then there's a couple of billboard signs in the area.
So to sum this up then, to go with it again, then that the one that is well known in that area, that was the JP Court. So we've got billboards in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that this is in a commercial area.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
To meet some of these variances, if this existing building number two is to be demolished, that'll alleviate some of the concern, correct? As well as number three and four, if they're commercial land and if they're torn down.
Well, when you and I were out there, I was showing you those buildings. I said, you know, if he made those office buildings, they're commercial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that would make three and four. In other words, they wouldn't need a variance on there.
You might need a variance on there.
Right,
right.
But they are existing now, and they are on the books as a dwelling, so he would have to come to the board for that. But the board has to understand that they are going to either demolish them or make office buildings out of them. The board, in their decision, you have to bring that out, too.
Right, well, that's what
you're
showing.
So when we were looking at, when I was showing you out there that...
Right. So that's why I was trying to recap, because you showed me that front. So the thing about this, so as he tears these down, like this number two, it's demolished, because this is all commercial anyway, correct?
Correct. If they demolished it and put a building up there, that would be commercial.
Right, because number one, it was an office building. That's commercial, office building.
Right.
Two would be demolished, and if three would be, or make them office buildings.
Right.
So then he wouldn't need them. Okay, number five hadn't even came in question, because that's the intention of being an office. And then you got the two billboards there. So the thing about it, that that you would get out of it, is you're going to take down two, older structures completely.
Yes. If building three and four are demolished or used as commercial, then we really would only need two variances.
Right.
One for the side yard setback.
Right.
And the lot is only 61 feet wide, so we can't really have 50 feet from each side yard, but we did place it 50 feet from one property line, and then that just left 6 feet on the other side. So we need a
present condition.
Yeah, and it's
right.
Present condition. So we need a variance for that.
Then you just have that. You have the lot, and of course, is the commercial.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wanted to get that clarified, but after hearing what he showed me that when he's hearing it, just so I could
show it a little better on here.
Yeah, and then show it better on here. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Three and four, you do own those buildings then, right?
3 and 4, no. No, we do not. We do not own 3 and 4. My client is proposing to buy the one that has building number 2 on it.
So you really don't know they're going to be...
I don't...
I mean, if someone's still living, I mean, you don't know if that's going to happen that way or not.
Right now, building number 4 is being used as a dwelling. Although all the commercial... The land is for sale right now.
It's commercial.
For a commercial.
Yeah, it's commercial. Across, it's like, I thought they owned the building. You know, they were going to make it that... They were going to tear them down.
I apologize for that. I wasn't trying.
I thought you were coming across.
He's suggesting because it's listed as commercial.
This is commercial, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. Way to bring it up. Yeah, it is good. They won't do it now. That's why I was trying to catch up with it, too, though. Because you know, if it does, better man out of the county get rid of a couple you know, older buildings, and then, you know, he wouldn't need but those two. If they went down like that, 5 is being used, 4 is rented, it's so an individual, but the other ones.
Yeah, but you can't go on that.
No, only on the one. Only on two of them there. Yeah, only on two of them right now. Okay. And you, Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,056 under advisement.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,056 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement also, sir. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,057, Ryan Holmes, North